Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 8th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. Today's briefing covers yesterday through this morning, and there's a clear thread running through everything we're seeing. The tools and infrastructure that power e-commerce are quietly getting smarter, and the merchants who pay attention to these shifts are the ones who will benefit most. Let's start on the partner side. Shopify shipped two updates to its Flow automation platform yesterday that are genuinely developer-friendly. The first change addresses a long-standing pain point. Previously, if an app developer updated their Flow action and, say, adding a new required field or removing an old one, every merchant's existing workflow using that action would silently break. Shopify's validation would block the request entirely and the merchant would have no idea until something downstream failed. Now, Shopify sends the request through regardless of schema differences, and the developer's server gets to decide how to handle it. Apply defaults for missing fields, ignore legacy fields, or return a clear error. It's a much more sensible approach. The second change means runtime URLs for Flow actions now update automatically when a developer redeploys instead of being frozen in each workflow until a merchant manually resaves it. If you're relying on Flow automations for order routing, inventory management, or customer segmentation, and a lot of merchants are, these changes mean fewer silent failures and more reliable operations. Now let me shift to the industry side because there are several significant developments to unpack. Search Engine Land published a detailed piece on hydration and SEO that's particularly relevant for e-commerce. Hydration is the process where server-rendered HTML gets made interactive by JavaScript in the browser. The gap between what the server sends and what JavaScript renders is where SEO problems live. If your product pricing, swatches, or reviews only appear after JavaScript hydration, search engine crawlers might not see them consistently. This directly connects to what we discussed earlier this week about Hoover 1.5.1 moving swatches to server-side rendering. That's a textbook fix for exactly this hydration gap. For any e-commerce team, the takeaway is clear. Critical product information needs to be in the initial HTML response, not dependent on JavaScript to appear. Also, from search engine land, Google has updated its merchant listing structure data to support sale duration and product category. This is a practical win for merchants running promotions. You can now tell Google exactly when a sale starts and ends through structured data on your product pages and provide your own product taxonomy alongside Google's categories. If you're running sales and not implementing this, you're leaving visibility on the table. Speaking of search engine land, they also reported that Google Search Console has gained reporting on social and video platforms. You can now filter your performance data by platform type, which gives e-commerce teams better visibility into how their content performs across different discovery surfaces beyond traditional search. Now here's where things get really interesting. We talked yesterday about ChatGPT's dominance in AI referral traffic and OpenAI's moves into advertising. Today, there's a meaningful development in that story. ChatGPT ads are now rolling out audience lists, with several advertisers noticing a new option to upload audience lists into OpenAI's ad platform. This is significant because audience targeting is what turns a new ad platform from an experiment into a real performance marketing channel. If you can upload your customer lists and target lookalikes or retarget through ChatGPT, the platform suddenly becomes comparable to existing channels in terms of measurability and precision. This is the ChatGPT advertising story moving from concept to capability. On a related note, Search Engine Land explored the distinction between being used versus cited in AI search results. When a brand is used, the AI incorporates its information into responses without attribution. When it's cited, the brand gets a visible reference. The piece argues that traditional SEO still matters because it determines whether AI systems trust your content enough to use it and whether they cite you when they do. For e-commerce brands, this means your content strategy needs to serve two audiences simultaneously, human shoppers and AI systems that mediate discovery. From Retail Dive, the big consumer story is Walmart cutting prices on groceries and other goods this summer. Regardless of the political backdrop, the Trump administration claimed credit, though Walmart's own announcement didn't mention it, the competitive pressure is real. When the world's largest retailer signals aggressive pricing, it reshapes expectations across the entire retail landscape. If you're an e-commerce merchant competing on price in any category that Walmart touches, you need to understand how this affects consumer psychology and pricing benchmarks. Also from Retail Dive, Nordstrom is teasing its annual anniversary sale, which is notable because it's one of the few major retail events that discounts upcoming fall merchandise rather than clearing old inventory. And both Staples and Dollar General are highlighting 2025 pricing on back-to-school products, touting items at a dollar and under. The back-to-school season is one of the biggest spending periods after the holidays, and these early moves signal aggressive competition. From the Magento community, Mage Dispatch highlighted a couple of developer tools, a Magento 2 CodeMaker utility and a PHP Composer patch creator, along with a piece on the well-known change password URL specification, which is a simple but effective security improvement that helps password managers direct users to the right page when updating credentials. Pulling this together, the theme across today's developments is quiet infrastructure improvements that compound over time. Shopify making Flow more resilient. Google adding structured data fields that improve how products appear in search. The hydration conversation maturing to a point where e-commerce teams can make informed architectural decisions. ChatGPT's ad platform gaining targeting capabilities. None of these are explosive announcements, but collectively they represent the steady evolution of the tools and channels that determine e-commerce success. The merchants who track these incremental shifts and act on them consistently are the ones building durable competitive advantages. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 8th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.